When your space has the long-lasting, noticeable scent of Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils, it'll be the spot for everyone. From book club to game night, the kids can even host their friends.
Whoa, it smells amazing.
Airwick Vibrant Scented Oils are infused with 2 times more natural essential oils versus regular Airwick scented oils for our most authentic, nature-inspired fragrance experience. Transform your space with scents like white sage and mahogany or lavender and water lily. Now that's a breath of fresh air, Wick.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hamburg, it's Germany's second largest city. It's such an important place. Hasn't had a Bundesliga team in a long time. Lots of O's here. Louis, it looks like it could change. In fact, we'll get to HSV in a moment, but it looks like it could maybe even be two. And on top of that, there is even a chance that it's not just the two from Hamburg, but a third from that region in Kiel. St. Pauli must be looking like the favorite to go up at this moment. Is Hamburg finally getting a Bundesliga team back?
I think so. I think that at least one of them will definitely go up.
Yeah.
And it probably will be St. Pauli, because they have been the outstanding team in the league so far this season. And to be fair, the last couple seasons, well, not last year actually, but before that, they have sometimes struggled in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
I don't want to get too carried away, but at the same time, they are really, really good. And they just keep going. And it's quite hard to see them dropping off that significantly, that they, you know, fall behind Hamburg. So
yeah.
I would be quite confident. Obviously, at least one of them's coming up, but also, yeah, it does really look like St. Pauli is going to be their year. And it's a bit of a surprise as well, because they lost a lot of good players in the summer.
Yeah.
So that they've been this good is really quite impressive.
Why do you think that is? I mean, there is a lot of talk about Hützler and the work that he has done there, the head coach, right? Is it him? Or is it more than that? Like, what happened here that made them such a, as you said, 7 points ahead of their local rivals, HSV? What is it about St. Pauli that make them such a good team this year?
I think, yeah, you do have to put it down mostly to Hützler, because he has really transformed them. When
mm-hmm.
he came in, they were really struggling, and straight away, he has just been really, really impressive. Obviously, because he's so young as well, it's quite easy to kind of compare him to the impact Julian Nagelsmann had when he first came in at Hoffenheim. But there is, I think, also the standout player in the league, possibly, for me, is Marcel Hartl, who has been one of my favourite players in the league for a few years, because he's been at a few clubs that have been chasing promotion, and he's one of the top scorers in the league this year, which is really impressive. He's been absolutely unbelievable at times, and obviously they've got loads of other good players as well, like Asselin and Irvine, and so it's not just Hartle, but it's really nice to see him doing that well. And I think he's got the most assists in the league, nearly the most assists, and I think he's the second top scorer. So he's not carrying the team because they're very good otherwise, but I think he has been just really, really good this year, and that's a big part of what's made St. Pauli the best team in the league.
Yeah, and you are actually absolutely right. He leads the league in assists with 10, and he is second in scoring with 12. So if you combine the scorer points, he has on 22 scorer points, just ahead of a certain Robert Glatzel, who plays for HSV. We have to talk about Hamburger SV, the biggest team in the second division. Let's be honest here. Yes, they have been down in the Zweite for a long time now, but they're still one of the biggest clubs in German football, at least historically speaking. You know, you look at the size of the stadium, you look at the impact that it had on German history, soccer history, right? And the fact that they have won a European Cup. Obviously, a lot of English listeners will know them from the time when Kevin Keegan was there. Unfortunately, since they've gone down, it's been one disastrous year after another. It's been one close promotion call after another. I was there and covered their promotion playoffs last year where they fell to an admittedly very, very good VfB Stuttgart side, right? We now know how good Stuttgart are, considering how they are standing in the Bundesliga now. And I think you could see that already then. So they probably never had a chance. They're 1 point behind Kiel. And it does look like Kiel and HSV are the two teams. And we're going to talk about the chasing pack in a moment, but it looks like those two are kind of gunning it out for that second place that guarantees you a straight promotion. They made a coaching change. Tim Walter fired. I really liked Walter. From a personal standpoint, I also think he really captivated the city and, you know, had people on his side, but you kind of felt like it had run its course. How are you seeing them this year? And is Steffen Baumgart coming in the solution to finally see HSV return to the Bundesliga?
I think that Walter going was something that probably had to happen, and I feel like, yeah, people did really identify with him, so it was a shame. But at the same time, maybe they should have actually gotten rid of him in the summer.
Yeah,
because it's the same problems they were having last year.
Yeah.
They then had the discussion in winter whether to get rid of him, and they decided to stick with him. And I think at that point, there was probably enough opposition within the club to make it probably no longer workable. And then they had to kind of rush to do it once things went wrong again. I think the Baumgart appointment is really interesting. I kind of got the impression that they would have liked to have given it to Merlin Poulsen, who was the interim and took over for one game. But that one game didn't go particularly well. And I think they probably realised, okay, we have to go and get Baumgart, who was always the favourite. And I think he's a really good choice because he took Paderborn up, he kept Cologne up and got them into Europe. He's a really good coach. And in the same way that Tim Walter did, he can really energise the fans at Cologne. They absolutely loved him. And he can also play really good football, which I feel like people have maybe forgotten. His Cologne team was a little bit, especially at the end, a little bit less exciting, but the Paderborn team that he coached and took up from the bottom of the third division into the first was an amazing team to watch. If he can do that at Hamburg, and they've got 60,000 people behind them every week, it's going to be something incredible. And he's in it for the long haul. His contract's till the end of next year, so if they don't go up this year,
although that means nothing at HSV.
Well, I would be surprised if they got rid of him. I think this is maybe a time where it feels like his reputation is enough that they would probably look internally at Jonas Bolt and say, if we don't go up, it's probably because of him rather than Baumgart. But we'll see. We never know with Hamburg.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.